In Washington's Columbia Basin, the Democratic challenger for the state's 13th Legislative District House seat has focused his message on farmworker safety. And WPB's Enrique Perez de la Rosa highlights the dynamics of a district where the economy is dominated by agriculture.
If you had stumbled upon this scene in central Washington leading up to the state's recent primary election, you may have thought it was a block party. But people are in protest. Among the gritos of the mariachi and dancing residents of Mattawa, you would have heard anger and frustration. Fewer than 5,000 people live in Mattawa, many farmworkers and immigrants from Mexico. The classic mariachi song Cielito Lindo describes the mindset of this community well. Canta y no llores. Sing and don't cry. Canta y no llores. When it comes to the pandemic, the owner of La Fina Home Goods Store, who declined to share her name, says farmworkers here keep quiet about the challenges they face, despite not feeling protected against the coronavirus and its economic fallout.
Porque aquí hay mucha gente que se calla lo que mira, se calla lo que ve, se calla cómo lo tratan, tanto como un campesino local.
Farmworkers who visit her business complain to her that only thin plastic separates them from co-workers in housing and production lines, and that they're not getting enough protective equipment like masks, the importance of which was underscored by the death of three farmworkers in Brewster last month. Leading this march, and others recently throughout central Washington, is Eduardo Castañeda Diaz. He's running for state representative in the 13th district as a Democrat.
¿Podemos tocar? Los laureles, por favor.
He spread his message for better farmworker protections by taking mariachi on a tour of serenatas for Mattawa families. The march makes a stop in front of a mobile home park, home to dozens of farmworker families. A protester urges them to join.
Póngase sus chanclas y véngase para acá.
But no one does.
As a son of formerly undocumented Mexican immigrant parents, I have that natural connection to most of Central Washington that politicians currently in office lack.
But that may not be enough for Castañeda Diaz to win in this Republican stronghold. He passed the August 4th primary with about 23% of the vote. In the 2018 primary, Democratic challenger Jesse Oki got nearly 30%. Incumbent Republican Representative Tom Dent is running for his fourth term. In April, Dent spearheaded a letter signed by GOP members calling for the state to allow farmers to use bunk beds when housing farm workers. He argued a ban on bunk beds would cut housing capacity by half and that farm workers are younger and healthier than the rest of the population, making them less susceptible to sickness. Last month, a judge upheld the use of bunk beds to house cohorts of 15 workers. Democrat Castañeda Diaz argues the rule puts farmer interests ahead of the health of farm workers.
I believe it's unfair that the GOP Republicans took the side of the growers without taking into account the health of the farm worker.
Representative Dent says in response that part of his job in the legislature is to balance interests between farmers and farm workers.
How can we keep our farm workers safe and keep them working? How can we keep our growers in business because they need the farm workers? How can we keep our food supply going, whether it's in the feedlot, in the slaughterhouse, out here growing apples?
Castañeda Diaz has called for a boycott on Washington apples, blueberries, and cherries in response to the rule to put pressure on farmers. That may drive away voters who see agriculture as the lifeblood of the economy in central Washington.
I lose no sleep in putting my candidacy on the line to stand up for farm workers.
Castañeda Diaz says that unlike COVID-19, politics is not life and death. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Mattawa.